El Paso State Senator Elliot Shapley was one of several U.S. and Mexican lawmakers who attended the conference. He says a bigger effort is needed to fight back against the Mexican drug cartels, and problems along the border have truly spread into Texas.
In different parts of the colonias and different parts of the valley, I'm hearing people say, I'm afraid. They've got pit bulls in their yard. They're putting in wires and so forth around their houses on fences. People are knocking on their doors at night asking for money and so forth. That's new. I've never heard that in my experience here.
Cartel violence has also begun to seriously cripple the border economies, especially in the Juarez-El Paso area, which is one of the largest manufacturing areas in North America and is the point of entry for about 15% of the trade between U.S. and Mexico.
In Juarez, 400,000 people have left the city. They're violence refugees. When you have 10,000 small businesses close up because they've been shaken down and extorted, that is internationally significant.
The conference focused on not only security and law enforcement, but also on providing economic incentives to revitalize border towns like Juarez, which have lost hundreds of thousands of jobs. Ben Philpott, KUT News.